Hello, and welcome to A Rounded About Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller.
And I'm Garrett Crow. A concert is coming up at the Tivoli on March 22nd. It's going to feature an impressive roster of blues, bluegrass, gospel, and Americana musicians. Tim O'Brien will host. Now I've sailed many
oceans since I left Boston town. Rhiannon Giddens from the Carolina Chocolate Drops will co-host.
I was raised in the country, that's a natural fact. Food on the table from the garden out back.
Fletcher Bright will perform, as well as the Booker T. Scruggs Ensemble, the Old Time Travelers, and many, many more.
The concert is a benefit for the Cumberland Trail.
Right now, the Cumberland Trail is under development. When it's finished, it will allow hikers to travel from Chattanooga to Kentucky. It's going to be a 300-mile-long trail along the eastern edge of Tennessee's Cumberland Plateau. It will offer scenic views, waterfalls, gorges, and wildlife.
Bob Fulcher is the park manager for the Cumberland Trail. He says this is a trail like no other, a backcountry foot trail connecting scenic and historic features of the Cumberlands. He stopped by our studios recently to talk with me about the trail and the benefit concert. Welcome to A Rounded About.
Thank you very much.
How much of this 300-mile-long trail is completed right now?
Well, there are about 190 miles of open trail that are part of our system, and most of those will be in the core of the Cumberland Trail pathway.
If someone wants to hike this trail here in Chattanooga, where would that person go?
There are several places you can go from Chattanooga that are very convenient to get on the trail. There's a portion of the Cumberland Trail in Prentice Cooper State Forest. Signal Mountain and Point Park at Signal Mountain is a trailhead for the Cumberland Trail. You can access the Cumberland Trail from Shackelford Ridge Park, a Hamilton County park that's near the high school at Signal Mountain. And if you go just a little bit north, then you get into the beautiful 35-mile stretch that's called the Rock Possum Soddy, the Three Gorges section of the Cumberland Trail. And it gets very wild and beautiful in there.
How does this trail, the Cumberland Trail, compare to something like the Appalachian Trail?
Well, of course, that's over 2,000 miles long, and that's the great granddaddy and the inspiration for a lot of other long-distance trails in the United States. But our trail, foot for foot, will be as beautiful as any trail in the eastern United States, with all our gorges and waterfalls, our whitewater streams. There won't be any time to not pay attention to what's around you on the Cumberland Trail.
So if you're hiking this, you're going to see a lot of nature.
Oh, yes. The Cumberlands are one of the greenest places in the United States, in the eastern United States. There's a great forest cover still across the Cumberland Mountains. And to call it wilderness is not entirely a stretch. It certainly feels wild. The wild things are everywhere there.
You acquire land for the Cumberland Trail. Exactly what does that mean? What do you do? Are you just purchasing land for the trail? Are you getting permission to build parts of the land? How are you going about getting land for this trail?
Well, we have worked with landowners, whether they're private citizens or corporations, for the past 10 years in particular, so that now we have probably about 90% of the land that we'll need for the corridor. We've come a long way in that respect. And we've worked with landowners who wanted the Cumberland Trail, who wanted to support the Cumberland Trail. So we have almost entirely acquired a corridor that will be a permanent corridor and allow the trail to be there forever.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Bob Fulcher. He's the park manager for the Cumberland Trail. It's a hiking trail that stretches from Tennessee to Kentucky, featuring waterfalls, wildlife, and scenic views. It's not finished yet. For decades, it's been under development, largely from volunteers. These volunteers have put in more than 85,000 hours creating this trail. More than 190 miles are complete. On Friday, March 22nd, there will be a benefit concert at the Tivoli in Chattanooga. It will feature Appalachian music, music of the Cumberland Plateau region, Rhiannon Giddens of the Carolina Chocolate Drops is going to host and perform, along with Tim O'Brien and more than 10 other musicians and groups. Here's more of my interview with Bob Fulcher. You've got the Benefit Concert coming up on March 22nd. A lot of musicians are going to be there, a lot of Americana musicians. One of the highlights, I think, is a 92-year-old musician named Clyde Davenport. Why is he such an important figure in music in this region?
Clyde practically stands alone as a man who has brought into the 21st century a style that goes back to the early 19th century, the early 1800s. And it's very unique. His father was a Civil War veteran, his grandfather was a Civil War veteran and a fiddler. And Clyde bears dozens of tunes that only he played. They had died out everywhere else. And these are small pieces of beauty that he has kept for us.
The concert is a benefit for an organization called the Friends of the Cumberland Trail. What exactly is it that the Friends of the Cumberland Trail does in terms of this trail that's being developed?
The Friends of the Cumberland Trail were organized to help our park and trail with whatever needs it had, and that could be in very basic things like cleaning places up and maintenance, or law enforcement helping us have the safety equipment that we need to protect our visitors, and the other things that they do that are so important that often are not funded very well by the state include educational programming, resource management projects for natural resources. The Friends of the Cumberland Trail has a plant nursery, and they're growing plants out for restoration of 3,000 acres on the Cumberland Trail that have been ecologically damaged. We're meeting the day after this concert with botanists and land managers from across the plateau to organize a seed banking project where we can share seed for restoration work. And no one is going to do that except, you know, our friends group.
How close are you to actually finishing this? How much longer do you think it'll take before all 300 miles of this trail are totally done?
Well, there is a goal that has been that we have to finish it within the next 5 years. That may be hard to do, but we're going to give it a try.
Bob Fulcher, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, and I hope we'll see you in the seats at the Tivoli.
That was Bob Fulcher. He's the park manager for the Cumberland Trail. It's been described as a linear state park. Fulcher says it's a trail like no other, and it's unfinished, so the benefit concert will be on Friday, March 22nd at the Tivoli from 7:30 to 10 p.m. More information is online at friendsofthecumberlandtrail.org. Bob Fulcher mentioned a gathering on Saturday. That's Saturday, March 23rd, the day after the concert, in the Walden Town Hall. It's called Magnificent Seeds, and it's going to be a gathering of botanists, ecologists, gardeners, and other people working on a seed banking project, preserving the seeds and wildlife of the Cumberland region. Again, more information is online at friendsofthecumberlandtrail.org. You're listening to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller.